Good morning. Good morning, my friends. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast coming to you once again. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking this morning, inviting you to stay tuned for another old-time gospel message from God's Word. Yes, that's what we bring here on the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Thus saith the Lord, the old-time gospel message. We've been speaking to you on the great old doctrines of God's Word, setting forth the sovereignty of God, the total depravity of man. And now we want to speak to you this morning, or for the next morning or two, on this subject, that is, repentance. The Bible is so clear, so plain, on the doctrine of repentance, and yet man would not accept it. We find that repentance is a lost doctrine in the modern-day church, for it is hardly ever mentioned in the average pulpit. You tune in, or if you attend some local church, especially a Protestant church, you notice that if the pastor ever mentions repentance towards God. I want us to look at the Gospel of Luke, there in chapter 13, verse 3, the Lord Jesus speaking says, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And then in verse 5, he repeats those same words again, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Now, there's no explaining away those verses, my friend, is there? No. We don't need some theological professor or to interpret God's Word. No. Christ Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." That's spoken to you this morning, my friend. It's spoken to me. I wish you'd not throw these words over your shoulder. Don't do that, my friend. Don't turn a deaf ear to God's Word. It may be that your soul is at stake. It may be. Maybe it's the first time you ever heard God's message. But, my friend, God's Word is true and plain. And it says, "Except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish." Can I ask you kindly here this morning, have you ever repented? You folks there in our radio audience, listening to the broadcast, maybe for the first time, maybe you haven't ever heard this message before. But have you ever repented? You folks who are members of some church, you believe in your heart that you are a Christian. Have you ever repented? Have you? Have you ever tested your salvation by the Word of God? Many ask the question, what is repentance? And the usual answer that you will hear is, well, it's just a turning over a new leaf. But how empty that is. Can you just imagine turning over a new leaf? Let me try and describe repentance for you. First of all, repentance is a gift of God. Yes? Let that soak in, my friend. Repentance is a gift of God. You can't repent on your own. Repentance is a gracious gift from our Lord. In Acts 11:18, we find these words. "When they had heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." God grants repentance, my friend, to those whom he saved. When a poor sinner is awakened to his lost condition, and that must happen. He has to be awakened to his condition that he's lost, for he's blinded to the fact that he's a sinner. When that happens, he begins to see slowly his guilty distance from God. He sees his sinful heart as never before. Man in his unsaved condition has no idea that he's lost. He has no idea that his heart is deceitful, but God's Word says it's desperately wicked. I mean, until now, he's been in control of his life, yes. Until this time, man has been in control of his own life. He does as he pleases, does as he wills, does what he wants to do, when he wants to do, all the days of his life. But now, when the Holy Spirit comes upon him, he finds that he's lost and undone, and all of his sins loom up before him. That's what happens under Holy Spirit conviction, my friend. I know that that's another lost doctrine, and we're going to speak of that in the days to come, the work of the Holy Spirit. But all of those old sins loom up before the sinner when he's awakened, like ghosts at midnight. He has no place to turn. Once he was a church member, secure in all of those things, working in the church, maybe being a pastor of a church, deacon, Sunday school teacher. He thought he was a child of God, but all that false foundation has now gone out from under him. My friend, have you ever experienced that? I have. Thinking that you're secure and then all of that sandy foundation begins to wash away. Under the direction of the Holy Spirit, he comes to see that he's guilty and should be punished by the Lord. And his cry is, Lord, show me the way to come to thee. That's the first evidence of repentance. The man crying out, Lord, I don't know the way. Would you show me? One thing he sees is that repentance must come. He's been a guilty sinner all the days of his life and a rebel. And he sees now that the only way to be saved is by and through repentance. Listen to the verse we read. Except ye repent. Except ye repent. Now, my friend, that's not my word. That's God's word. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke these words. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Before we go on, would you just think about that word perish? It just dawns upon my heart what it means to perish. It should make you tremble where you're sitting if you're not saved. If you're not a child of God this morning, rooted and grounded in the truth, if you're not resting in the Lord as you're all in all this morning, I'm not talking about church membership. I'm not talking about believing that there's a higher power. You know, men now slough off the question when you ask them if they're saved. They say, well, I believe in the higher power. But my friend, you can believe all that and go to hell for your trouble. Yes, we're living in a day when men and women are so unconcerned about their soul that nothing seemingly can touch their hearts. Nothing seemingly can penetrate that heart. But you who are listening to me this morning, unless you repent, you're going to perish. This is God's word. My heart is so burdened for my people here and at Radio Missions, my loved ones out there at home where there are so many of them listening, my friends. Think about the fact that if you never brought to know the Lord, that you're going to perish. Now, is that something light that you can pass over without thinking about it? I know that we're living in a materialistic world where we're taken up with everything. There's no time for anything. Busy, busy, busy. Run here, run there. Yes, but if you never repent, you're going to perish. Are you going to go out of this world lost and hell will be your doom, my friend? Is that what you want to do? And yet, when I speak of repentance, some make fun and call this an old-fashioned doctrine, no longer needed. That's what they talk about, the doctrine of repentance. But let me tell you, my friend, God's word never changes. God's word has never changed, not one time. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same as when our Lord was here on this earth. Men are to repent now. Nothing has changed. Some believe that repentance is only sorrow for sin. And there does come a sense of sorrow in true repentance, sure, a sense of grief, but many times there's a sorrow and yet without repentance. Sorrow is often manifested when someone gets caught in sin. There's no true repentance there. That kind of sorrow only leads to self-pity. Let's look at some of the signs of true repentance. One thing, you will see a change of mind towards sin. Oh, they say repentance is a change of mind. Yes, it's a change of mind towards sin, and yet even this comes from God as a gift. Man left alone in his depravity will not repent. He'll not come to God, for he loves his own way. Do you know that it's the mercy of God, the grace of God shed in your heart if you are ever saved? Christ told that group of sinners one day, ye will not come to me that you might have life. I know that in our day that we live in, you can go out into the street and you can find men and women here and there. And my friend, you can lay the claims of Christ on their heart. You can call their attention to the fact that they need to come to Christ, and they'll not have it. Man sees no need of repentance, but he has never seen his loss a condition. No, he's never seen that. But listen to the word of God in John 16:8. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will reprove the world of sin, or he will convince or convict the world of sin. Now, until that happens, until the Holy Spirit of God awakens the sinner, until he sees that he's lost, there'll be no repentance. No. And when that takes place, the sinner will see for the first time his true picture as a guilty sinner before God. Now he has seen that he's lived all of his life without God. No thought of God. Not one thought of God. No, not all have been wicked in their lives, as we think about, but some are religious. Some are religious, and yet they're lost. They come to see that their profession has meant nothing but a religious profession. That's what many folks have. That's what we cry here day and night. Oh, Lord, would you awaken our folks to the fact that they only have a religious profession and that there's been no love of God in their heart or in their life? The sinner who truly has seen himself by looking into the law of God, he's broken every law. He sees his exceeding sinfulness, and now he realizes that all of his wickedness comes from a depraved heart, a wicked heart that's so far off from God. Now, my friend, I know this from first-hand information. That was my heart one day, cold and hard and impenitent. It was only by the mercy and grace of a loving God that he granted me repentance. One definition of repentance before I close the message today, and that is taking the blame for your sin. My friend, your old sin nature. I know that some of you won't have repentance, but I go back to the Word of God and tell you, except ye repent. Don't take issue with my word, my friend. This is not my word. If you take issue with this, you take an issue with the Lord. He says, ye shall all who will not repent shall perish. Are you going to seal your doom denying the Word of God? Are you too stubborn to search God's Word and find out for yourself if repentance is necessary? Oh, my friends, I plead with you this morning. Don't perish because of unbelief. Ask the Lord to open your heart, let you see that you have missed the Lord. If you're living on a false foundation, if you're living on a sandy, shaky foundation, this world is going to pass away, my friends, but your soul is going to live on throughout eternity, never to die again. No, if you're living in sin, your soul is going to perish, going to be cast out into eternity. It'll never die. The scripture says, where the worm never dieth and the fire is not quenched, that's where the soul of the unbeliever goes. The Lord was true and faithful unto us. He left us this word. He said, except ye repent. My friend, is that are you just too stubborn to ask the Lord to grant you repentance? Are you just set in your way so much? You've had your way all your life. You've lived under the impression that there's some goodness within your heart. You had a good home, maybe a good mother and father who taught you the things of God, but you never were saved. Are you just too stubborn to ask the Lord to show you? My friend, I wouldn't be that foolish. I'd say, Lord, search my heart. That's what the old psalmist said. Search my heart and know me, my friend. That's what the Lord has done in my heart and life. One day he searched my heart. He began to shine the spotlight of the Holy Spirit into my heart, and he let me see that I was lost, that I was doomed and damned, going astray. Oh, I was a good father and a good provider. I did those things. I was not a reprobate, so to speak, drunkard and gambling, all those things. No, I could have been, except for the grace of God. But he showed me that I was just at a guilty distance from a holy God. I was like that man there where Abraham said, there's a great gulf fixed between thee and me. And that gulf was fixed, my friend, in my life. And it's fixed in your life because you are a sinner apart from God. My friend, let me ask you today, would you ask the Lord just to search your heart and take God's word home to your heart? Don't throw the message over your shoulder. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing to the close another old Trailblazer broadcast this morning, my friend, where we sit here time after time, blaze a path to the hearts of sinners, trying by the grace of God to tear away those things that keep you from coming to the Lord.
Remember the old Trailblazer's address? The old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.
May God bless you is our prayer this morning. Goodbye.